You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode of the Roman Podcast,
we talk about how train rides are shitty, a dude that really likes a certain chain menu, and if you think crying over spilled milk is a thing, wait till you hear this.
All that and a special guest on episode 112 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman Lebeau.
And I'm Rob Guest.
Mr. Cass, how are things?
I am very good, thank you. I know we got a little bit of a busy show. We'll explain that in a second, but a couple things to go over. Okay. Our beloved Raptors last week. Remember, we were so happy they got to the second round after beating the Wizards.
They made that first round, and then they gave him that great, huge necklace with a big anchor on it.
Yes.
I didn't know what that meant at the time, but I get it now.
Yeah. They were swept by the Cavs, well, LeBron James, and he happens to play for the Cavs. So, yeah, we're not, it was a great season, but now we're...
Well, I mean, you could always count on the Raptors that whenever the Cavs are struggling, if they need an emotional boost, they just have to play us.
Just come to Canada.
And they feel better about themselves.
Yeah, well, come to Canada.
All around, it's good for everybody, no one except for us.
That's, why not? Hey, if I was living in the States, especially Cleveland... And I wanted to feel better, I'd come to Toronto.
Well, I guess if you live in Cleveland, you're going to need to feel better.
Yes, awesome. So other than that, we don't have any huge news going on. Do you have anything big that happened this week?
No. I mean, just the standard stuff I do, running around, taking care of stuff, calling my agent, going, where's my paycheck? You know,
right.
Stuff I normally do, so... I think we're pretty much clear this week. I'll probably remember. I mean, there was obviously Mother's Day went by.
Yes,
Mother's Day went by, and obviously, so all hate to the moms out there.
Yeah, but, yeah. It was a Mother's Day. I live with a mother myself, my wife. So we celebrated Mother's Day, and of course, everybody, I'm sure, Skyped their mothers or FaceTime. You know, it's just a thing to do. You know,
yeah,
for the moms. Sure. Awesome. Okay, so you know what? We're just going to hop right into it. We have a third person today.
Yeah, we got a third wheel joining us today. We got a special guest. His name will be revealed in a moment, but he is a producer, creator, actor. I've worked with this gentleman. He's we've done plays together. We've actually done pilot together. We've done a bunch of stuff, and he's a mover and he's a shaker. He's always promoting stuff, which is great because that's what you need to do. You have to be very proactive in this industry. Mr. Fareed Yazdani.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
How's it going, Fareed?
What's up?
Welcome to the Roman.
What are you talking about there, Roman? What are the other things we do?
Well, we did the...
Not tell but that.
Yeah. all the cross-border muling stuff. Let's talk about that later.
Yeah. Well, if I was going to mule across border and I was looking to move some heavy cargo... Roman, I'm sorry, I'd be calling.
Well, if you're going to move stuff, pick a trunk instead of a suitcase. I get it.
Okay, well, we see how this show is going to go. So, Fareed, you've actually worked with Roman, and you agreed to come on his show.
Yeah, after he put me in a leg lock, I was like, all right, man, I'll come on board.
You got to do the fucking show, right?
I give. I'll come, I'll do it.
Awesome.
You guys had some great success. So like he asked me, and I was there's no hesitation. I was down to do it right away.
Yeah, well, we talked about it quite a few times there. Where you were just talking about, oh, I'm gonna get you in the show, and you're like, when are you gonna get me in your show? So, you know, we were both happy to jump into this together. So, it's your funeral. Welcome, Slovakia. Get ready.
Slovakia. So awesome. So other than what Roman said, what do you got going on, Fareed? Like, what's you got anything out on the interwebs at the moment or something?
I do actually. So right now I have created a pilot / short film that Roman's actually in, and you did a fantastic job in. And it's nominated for Canadian. Yeah, and it's not. You spoke though. It wasn't like you were just dead guy one. You had lungs. I was like, can you imagine that? How that pitch went? Hey, Roman, can you come on my film? I just need a really big dead guy to lie on the ground with blood. You don't say anything. No.
And I was glued to the floor, man. That was fun.
No, yeah, he got to work with Naomi Sneekis. And speaking of Naomi Sneekis, former Canadian Comedy Award winner, we are actually nominated for a Canadian Comedy Award for Best Short Film.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
So then I guess we can tell people how they can check that out and vote for you, because we were also nominated a couple years ago for a Canadian Comedy Award. So it's a huge honor.
You really want to get that glass beaver in your hands.
Yeah. Yes. Any beaver in your hands is a good beaver. Yeah. Especially that.
Right. Exactly.
There's a reason we called the Rob Studio the Flannel Beaver Studios, right, Rob?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We're hoping to build a beaver chessboard with all the beavers we're going to win. I sculpted one, but it didn't turn out great. It doesn't look great.
Out of margarine. It's pretty gross.
It's
thanks.
Pretty gross.
Margarine, thanks for that.
Margarine and Crisco. I don't know why I chose those two. Awesome. So what we're going to do, we'll at the end of the show, we're going to let everybody know websites they can go to. And also what I'm going to do is post a link into our show notes. So when you're listening to the show, if you click onto your podcatcher or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anything, in the description, you'll see a link to where you can vote for Fareed and check his stuff out.
Where else are we on? Where else can they find
us? Everywhere. Yeah, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. Now, officially as of last week, iHeartRadio. Stitcher. And basically, if you Google us anywhere, any way you listen to podcasts, we're probably there.
So my ham radio, I can find you guys on there?
Sure, yep. Sure. If we're up. Roman likes to ham radios on Saturday nights.
I just like ham.
Roman just likes ham in general. Yeah,
sliced ham, for Black Forest ham. And all these iterations where you can find your show, it's important for you to know that I'm still not wearing any pants. So,
yes.
Enjoy that.
I'm not going to lie. Before we start, I was taking a shit, and that's why I hung up on you guys the first time, because you asked for video, and I was like, well, that's not going to happen. I'm talking right now.
Well, we appreciate it.
I was wondering
it.
Why your eyes were crossed the first time you dialed in. Eat some fiber, man. Yeah. Jesus, just staring at us.
I guess.
I'm a little more Brant. I'll call you back.
I'm more of a Muselix kind of guy.
That's right.
Awesome.
All right, so do you want to jump into it?
Yes, please. We're going to jump into our headlines. Fareed, you know the drill. We're just going to – Roman reads, and we react. So go ahead, Roman.
Sounds good.
Okay, so it's always difficult to figure out which one we should start with. But since we were talking about poop, the poop train reign of terror in a small town in Alabama has ended.
What?
It's not often a town roughly of 1,000 people makes the news, but instead of reading the whole – look, I'm going to give you the gist of it. Basically, there's a train that hauls sewage across the country, and they bring it to rendering plants, and so they can just filter it, clean it, and get rid of it, dump it. But they had a problem, and
no
they
pun
decided,
intended.
Yeah, exactly. And they had a problem, and they had to park the train. Unfortunately, it was on the outside of this little town that held 1,000 people, and you can imagine an entire train full of shit parked outside your little fucking town. All of a sudden, you're like, breathe that morning. What the fuck?
Yeah, so it would have that that Hamilton smell.
Yeah.
Sorry, exactly. I'm sorry, Hamilton. That's an Ontario town.
I was born there, but that's me. I'll vouch for that.
Okay.
I'll vouch for that.
Awesome. Yeah. So obviously, little small town. You got this big poop train, and now the train is stopped.
Well, I mean, big. I mean, 250 tractor trailer loads.
Why is that a normal thing? Do they normally haul shit by train? Like, is that a standard?
I guess it depends how many Taco Bell's in the area, but
but like, how else would they do that?
10 million pounds of shit. 10 million pounds.
I don't understand.
My question is, who weighed that? Who's the guy that had to be like, well, that's exactly 10 million pounds?
Well, you'd have to, I guess.
We're a little over. Can you get a straw and suck some out, please? No? Okay. No, thanks.
Well, I guess if any transport, you would have to. You have to know, especially if you're carrying by transport truck or transport or on rail, you have to know what's in your cargo, how much it weighs, and what is, if any, environmental issues you may have.
That sounds like Roman going for a suit fitting.
Oh,
fucking!
Oh yes, under the bus.
A 5-pound bag. That's That's pretty much what happens.
So, okay. Okay, so
basically they were going to transfer the stuff over to a landfill, and they got held up. So, so it stayed there for, like, I think it was something like a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not like it's a stopover. It was like...
I feel like that could kill you, though, the amount of carbon in the air and the amount of, like, chemicals.
Methane.
Like, I heard it. Yeah, and methane. I heard if you walked into a sewer for long enough, you could die from gas.
If you don't have enough oxygen around you, in this case here, it's just going to really smell. And if the methane builds up, well, then you know why they call it explosive shits.
Yeah.
Right. So it could
explode. The train was held up, but the people weren't.
Fucking nightmare scenario. Remember, with all due respect to Lac Megantic, when the train exploded and wiped out that town? Can you imagine if a shit train exploded?
Yeah.
It might not wipe out the town, but nobody's ever going to talk about that town again. Even the people who live there. You know, 30 years later with a Q-tip, I'm still getting it out. Everybody's deafened.
Well, I can't say we know how you feel, but to this small town, wow, this is just horrible. This is. You know, there are other tragedies, yes, and somebody having to haul your shit away. I don't understand why this is. How they chose to deal with.
I don't know. It's just like, yeah. Leaving Jersey or New York or Jersey.
I don't understand.
Like, this is in Alabama. Like,
it's not like they're trying to get rid of like digital waste, like, or electronic waste, something that's we've only had the last 60 years. Like, human excrement's been around forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like us, like, we haul our garbage off to, here in Toronto, we haul off to Michigan.
Yes.
Right? We pay them so they can dump it for us.
Michigan, we take your shit. I can see that slogan now in their cities.
You know,
what do you guys do? Oh, we shit export. It's fine. It's just give it to us. We'll take it. It's ours.
Hey, man, in somebody's gig. Hey, remember, our business is their business.
Yeah.
I stole that.
This is Parrish, Alabama, so it's like, well, we're a small town, but we don't take shit from no one. Boom.
No, yes, you do. No, you do. All right.
Cards were of it.
Well, so. Okay. Well, you know what we're gonna do. We're gonna feel bad for these people, but we're gonna try to move on and get off the shit train.
But after something like that, there's no fucking job that you'll take that you go like, that's the most horrible job in the world. After this, they're like, yeah, we're fine, we'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We got a job for you. Yeah. Unfortunately, you're gonna have to scrape bubblegum underneath tables. No problem. Nothing compared to my shit train.
We need to wash elephant anus. No, we're fine. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
As long as it's one anus, not a town's anus.
Not a town of it. Yeah, exactly.
A town of elephant anus. Oh, speaking of elephant anus.
Oh, okay. Next story.
Tell me of an elephant anus story. Tell me.
You know what? You'd be surprised how many times Rob will make a joke and the next story actually touches on what he talks about.
Sometimes the town of Alabama has a shortage of elephant anuses.
they've stopped poaching ivory. Now it's anus.
Now it's
all the time. And if you're from Alabama, they prefer that the elephant be your cousin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. I would never participate in something like that. Well, I got news for you. Those scrunchies in your hair, all elephant anus.
All elephant anus.
All elephant anus.
Oh, man.
Okay. Next story.
So, speaking of elephant anus, my perfect food. Man eats his 30,000th Big Mac since 1972.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Congratulations, Roman.
Good for you. Yeah. Well done, Roman. Good for you.
Well, buddy. You mean I worked hard at it. I was negative 1 year old when this came out, when I started. So,
yes.
You know, it's through my dad.
Intrauterine Big Mac eating.
What I want to know is I don't know what's more sad, the fact that he's eaten 30,000 Big Macs or that he's counted that he's eaten 30,000
Big Macs. That's the thing
that
got me. I'm like, who's counting this stuff?
Yeah.
He's
the guy who did most of the work and now serving 99 million people sign on McDonald's, I guess. That was his contribution.
Or Steve. We serve Steve. And that's all you need to put on the board.
All right. Let's hear some more about this Big Mac.
Here. Okay. So he refers to the Big Mac as a perfect food. He's eaten 30,000 of them. He says, this one's a biggie for me, the retired prison officer. He's a massive dude. He's not in the best shape. He's kind of frumpy looking, but he's not extremely massive. But, I mean, his arteries must be screaming. So anyways, he's in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. is something I've been looking forward to. So I guess it's his claim to fame. I mean, if that's your fucking claim to fame.
Well, probably what happened the first few years, he probably just went to McDonald's for lunch. Obviously, there's probably one close by or on his way to work. And then he's like, hey, I've had a Big Mac meal every day for the past 2 years. And then you would start to count. You wouldn't like, okay, guys, we're going out for lunch today. Let's all grab a Big Mac. Let's grab Big Mac number one and start counting. Like, it just wouldn't happen.
He says, I would prefer the latter.
Okay, what was that? What was that, Roman?
The first day he bought his car.
Yeah.
The first place he went to was to McDonald's and bought himself a Big Mac.
So he would know the date of, wow. Okay. Yeah. Fareed, what do you think? Because I enjoy a Big Mac. I will eat one. You mean? I think in my worst days I've had was on like a 2 Big Mac a week habit, but 30,000. What do you think? Like, is this?
That's unnecessary. This is coming from a guy who had the metabolism of a lemur, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
I used to eat in high school. I used to eat 2 Big Macs a day at times. Like, no kidding. No shit. Yeah. Like, the thing is, I'm playing like 5 sports a day. So it's like, you know, I got those calories to burn. And I tried doing that now, and I think I threw up for about 24 hours. So I don't know how this guy does 30,000 in an entire
– And he keeps –
whatever his lifespan
is. He kept all his receipts. He kept the containers. I'm telling you, there was a tornado that went through, and he lost 7,000 styrofoam containers. During the tornado from 1990.
This is
in the article. Yeah, it's a serious thing.
Okay, so there you go. He was counting. The guy was counting. He was like, I want to make sure I have 30,000 of these friggin' things to show the world. Does he get like a golden Big Mac now? Does McDonald's hand him a golden Big Mac? I think I would want that.
I think he would eat it. I don't think he would want to get anything. I got my first car. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to... Where's the first place I'm going to go? I don't have a girlfriend. I'm going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
He's like, this is quite good. I should probably keep eating these. My life could only
Big
turn
Macs
out
are
well.
Good, though.
Oh,
Big Macs are good.
Again, that's, we're not making the argument that they're terrific. Hey, I'll go for a Big Mac for lunch, but not 29,999 more times in a row.
Like, now I'm brown. So I'm cheap as shit. But you guys want to hear, like, do you know what my new trick is? I don't even fuck with the Big Macs anymore.
I know what your trick is, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you guys know what it is. I get the McDouble. I say, take out the ketchup and mustard. Give me some of that Mac sauce, and I could eat like 2 or 3 of those bad boys.
Yeah,
and I'm paying like $4.
Well, also,
we used to do cheeseburgers. We get 2 cheeseburgers, and we ask with Mac sauce. And then we chuck one of the buns out, slap them together, and then instead of paying $3 for a Big Mac, we had 2 cheeseburgers with Mac sauce.
Yeah.
And they caught on, and they're like, oh, sorry, sir, we can't alter the rest. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Well, I see your cheeseburger, and I raise you the McChurger, all right? You take a junior chicken, you take a McDouble, and you put that junior chicken in the McDouble, and you eat that bad boy, and it's a fucking orgasm of flavors.
It's not chicken,
it's beef, it's everything, baby. It's all in one.
It sounds like ghetto turducken.
Like, that's 100% ghetto turducken.
It's Scarborough turducken is what it is. Scarborough turducken.
Yo, dog, I'm going to get me one of them McChicks things. I'm going to stick it inside between 2 pieces of beef, fam, and I'm going to munch that bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's why people looked at what's it called, the Double Down from KFC?
Oh, that was disgusting.
Yes.
Right. I think that's when, you know, people were doing stuff like this. You know, the really extreme people were eating like this. And when KFC went, hey, look what we made, everyone just looked at them and they went, you disgust us.
Yeah. Really, if it's for sale, it's on the menu, we don't want it. But if we have to make it ourselves, it's good.
You're catering to the lowest denominator here, man. We know about Steve. We know what he's done.
Well, you don't need to cater to Steve. What you're getting at, Fareed, with the – I remember I used to go in and get a double cheeseburger and used to say, dress it like a Big Mac, and then they'd put the Big Mac sauce on instead of the ketchup and mustard. But they actually started – I noticed a while back they started catching on. And now –
they charge you.
They charge you a Big Mac – dressing like a Big Mac price, and it turns –
that's why the trick is – the trick is, Slovakia, if you ever go to Big McDonald's, you can't say like a Mac. As soon as you say like a Mac, it's like $7. But as soon as you say substitute ketchup, mustard, then Mac sauce, because you don't want those little fucking mini onions. It's not a big deal.
No.
Like, you have to lose out on those. Then you get the price of a regular McDonald's.
Right. Well, now we know. Thank you.
Right? I happen to be.
If I ever lose my job and my house and my cars and my, you know, self-esteem.
You ever go for 40,000 Big Macs.
Yes.
You know what to do. Call me or Steve. Wisconsin.
I'll use my last couple.
40,000, Steve. I'm building upon what you've done already. And so apparently there's been very few days he's missed. He even wrote it in a book. No Big Macs happened on August 13th, 1994. I didn't know it was possible to drive 600 miles and not see a McDonald's. So like he literally drove all day. I guess he was on vacation or something.
So like doesn't matter. Like mom's funeral, 9/11. I'm fucking eating Big Macs.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so depressed.
Makes me really sad. You know what I need right now? A Big Mac.
It's right. It's just like oh my god, this is the worst tragedy ever. You know what we could use? Shut up, Steve. We know, okay? Yeah. No. It's been since fucking goddamn 72. Knock the shit off, Steve.
Steve's a mechanic. Hey, my muffler's making a weird sound. Have you tried a Big Mac?
And he's that guy who goes like, he'll turn around and look at somebody and go, you know, Dave's a little upset. Maybe you should get him a Big Mac.
Maybe.
he's just yelled at you for not giving him. Don't give me a fucking Big Mac. And he turns to the guy next to him. Maybe you should get him a Big Mac. I think he's upset.
I think he should stop saying Big Mac. Well, obviously we're not sponsored by McDonald's. There's one corporate sponsor.
You might after this.
I'm gonna scratch off the list here.
We're saying is we got no problem with the food. It's just when some people get singularly focused on like, has this dude tried salad?
Probably not.
Well, yeah. Hey, every time you eat a Big Mac, I always end up with a mini lettuce salad at the bottom of my Big Mac carton. Come on. All right.
That's lettuce, shredded lettuce and onions.
Yeah, and a little bit of sauce, yeah.
Salad, huh? I was referring to that as remnants, but okay.
Remnants, okay. That's the stuff Roman goes, bleh.
just nearly touched my lips.
Okay, well, congratulations, sir, on your Big Macs, and we look forward to hearing about 60,000 in another 40.
Yeah, well done, Roman. He won't make it to 60,000. They better make a statue of him now. I'm pretty sure he's
done. Why are you talking to yourself in third person, Roman? Come on.
Look, if it was me, I'd have like one of those air, you know, those air tube systems, and it would just deliver Big Macs.
It'd just be a thunk.
Just shaboom, shaboom. Right, and there'd be like five waiting.
But would it deliver it through your mouth or through your directly through your rectum?
No, I don't think because I think I want to taste it a little more.
Ass eating doesn't work.
Just a little more, yeah.
I think
alcohol. It's not like alcohol.
What do you mean through my butthole?
Yes,
like, fool me once.
Yeah, I was on a sex line one time, and they told me they wanted to do some ass eating, and I end up shoving shit up my arse, and they're like, no, it's not what I meant, sir. That's not what we meant. Please turn off your Skype camera immediately. I was trying to be sexy, and now you have a fruit roll up your ass.
Is that a thing? Is there Skype sex lines? Is that a thing?
I have no idea. I wouldn't know anything about that.
2018, I would hope so.
I think there is, but you got to be careful. They're like, Skype me, and then what happens is that you end up by doing some sort of sex act, but they record you, and then they blackmail you later.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So,
again, Roman referring to himself in third person.
Luckily, not me this time.
I would use that shit to promote
Fool
this show.
Me 17 times.
Yes. Awesome. Okay.
Well, what's the next article?
Yes. Right. Next headline. Here we go.
The next headline. I think this could be our last one. Tragedy strikes Poland as truck spills tons of liquid chocolate. Okay, well, no one was killed when a tractor-trailer driving alone on the A2 highway in western Poland turned over, shutting down traffic in both directions. Although the driver did suffer a broken arm, the crash was still tragic. For horrible reason, it was carrying 12 tons of liquid chocolate that spilled across four lanes. Now, I want you to know that it's a container of liquid chocolate and that train full of shit are sometimes indistinguishable.
Chocolate's here. Tastes like shit.
God, what is this? Are we importing chocolate now? Where's this from? To Teskolovskia? It's like, oh my God. That's the wrong trailer. I'm sorry.
No, it's the testicle of Kolonoskia is what it's from.
Oh, and that's
between the deep... testicles and colonoscopy.
Yeah, it's a very deep section.
I'm tasting nutmeg.
No, you're tasting nuts.
Okay, so is this possibly the work of our little our German chocolate loving friend from The Simpsons again?
Oh, Hans!
Oh, chocolate is spilled everywhere. Mother, get my straw.
Exactly.
I would get a straw immediately. I would want a straw. I would just start slurping that shit from the floor.
Well,
I mean chocolate.
Once it was confirmed, yes.
Yeah. Once it's confirmed, yes.
Yeah. Can we get the royal taste tester, please?
Yeah.
licks his finger, touches it. Mm. And gives that one brief moment where, how come you not tell in that first second?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, what the fuck, dude?
It's
chocolate. It's very fine chocolate.
Well, this isn't the Coke Pepsi challenge. Is it chocolate or shit?
Yeah,
you know, you pause 1 second too long for me to want to try it.
Fareed just got me thinking there's some guy in a mall with two cups and you know how they lift it. What? Oh my god, that's terrible. Oh, you chose shit. Why would you make me taste? What the hell's going on? So you're saying that Pepsi tastes more better than shit? Well, yes. So is Pepsi superior cola? I didn't say that. I just said it's better than shit.
There you have it, folks. Pepsi tastes better than shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to give me, you know, you mean RC cola at best, like, you mean, but not shit.
This is the best you can come up with. The best is like Pepsi and shit. It's just nothing else you could have chosen.
Yeah,
Pepsi,
you didn't want to risk being beaten on live television with your taste.
Dude, you said be creative, all right? What the fuck?
Well, okay, so now we just lost Pepsi as another I'm going to scratch Pepsi and McDonald's off our corporate list of sponsors. Well,
yeah. So hang on, what season was this in, this truck? Was this winter time? We talking summertime?
Oh, no, this just happened 2 days ago, I believe.
Oh, my God. That's tragedy was not the right headline.
Yeah, it was like the truck was turned over sideways, and it was like a lake of chocolate all the way around.
Now, here, I'm going to ask you guys a theoretical question. Now, it doesn't make you guys pigs or not pigs, but if you see a fucking 4 tons or whatever of chocolate on the ground, would you taste it?
No.
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 I would.
I'm the type of guy, it doesn't matter
especially
are.
Especially in Poland.
Yeah. Not a chance. If we're out.
Let me ask you again. If it was shit, would you?
Probably not. No, no.
Well, you know, I'd pause for that 1 second. Just let everybody think I would taste it. No.
So I'm the type of guy, if we're out for dinner and then I order a dessert and you reach over the table and stick your finger in my whipped cream and have some, like, no, you just bought yourself to. That's
you're
I'm
an
done.
Asshole to do that.
Yeah. No. So, and it doesn't matter who you are. I wouldn't share a spoon with anybody other than somebody I've been intimate with. Like, I mean, it's kind of hard to. You mean
like Roman?
Yes.
That's what I mean. When we try to feed each other, you know, like kind of Deadpool style, he's just always like, get away from me, fucking weirdo. And it's like, take it.
Yeah, everyone's like, I can't achieve completion without eating. I'm like, well, that's what I'm trying to avoid. Please. Anyway.
That is the worst. When someone just grabs over, reaches over and sticks their finger in. You know what pisses me off the most? Someone who shares chips with you and then they start licking each and every one of their fingers and it goes back in for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I want to punch them square in the jugular.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Exactly.
That's like the portable double dipping. Just, fuck no.
That's not double dipping. That's hepatitis A through Z all at once is what that is.
Yeah. And part of the preparation H you use in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's just.
That's what I mean. It's like, keep your damn fingers out of my food. If you want something, I'll buy you something. But don't fucking touch my food.
Just to tie together all the stories, guys, let's play a quick game since you guys are. Yeah, I know we're not on video for the podcast, but like, here's a quick game. Shit or chocolate?
Oh, he's holding up. It looks like, it looks like shit. But I'm sure you're not holding shit.
You're eating it, so I'm kind of hoping it's shit. Wait, he's pausing.
Is it shitty chocolate?
Too long, you know.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just the same face. He's gonna be like, chocolate.
it's caramel turtles, and I'm not a fan of caramel, so might as well be shit.
You don't like caramel? You're a monster.
Yum.
Not in my turtles.
My turtles.
What? Then they're not turtles.
No, regular turtles don't have caramel. The regular turtles are chocolate and whatever. Well, yeah, the fuck, but these little...
Yeah, this, they do have caramel.
I totally get it. Like, hey, we were just talking.
If they have normal caramel, why would they call it limited edition turtles with caramel in them?
Well, because it's, yeah. But, okay, I can completely understand you not wanting caramel in your turtles because, we were just talking. I enjoy mac sauce. I don't want it on my ice cream. You mean?
Right?
Like, exactly. Some things need to be separated. Awesome. Okay, you know what we're going to do?
End the show on segregation? Way to go, Ron.
Yeah.
Fucking racist.
End the show on segregation. Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping, and then we're going to jump back, and we're going to get all Fareed's information on where you can vote for his short film for a Canadian Comedy Awards. So you can find us at Roman Podcast on the Twitter machine. You can find myself at Robert MM Cast and Roman Citizens. For Roman. For Instagram, you can find our show, Roman Pond and Cast, or Roman Citizens, or myself, Cast1973. Do not forget our website, RomanPodcast.com, where you can see the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangibound Network, and also we got our little Amazon widget. If you're shopping on Amazon, click on that widget. It's one extra click, and Amazon gives us a little quick kiss saying, hey, thanks for sending your listeners to Amazon. Also, do not forget our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you would like to send Roman, send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com, and Roman will happily peruse your tasty nudes. On the other hand, if you have anything more tasteful, like a tasteful nude, I am a happily married man, but if they're tasteful, I'll happily peruse them for you. You can send them, attention Rob, same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com, and we call that our Tasty Nude campaign. And one more last thing, do not forget our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and go to the reviews and give us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
Yeah, that's a 5-star. Wait a minute, it's too much chocolate in here. Just give us a fucking review reach around. Give us those 5 stars.
No, we don't want to mistake the reach around chocolate with reach
around.
No,
I am not going to call this a 5-star chocolate reach.
Okay. Awesome. So that's all our little housekeeping we do. Fareed, so can people watch your film online?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm an upcoming actor. I'm on shows like Suits and a new DC series coming out. I can't say which one, but look out for that. And if you guys want to watch Day Players, it stars a lot of some big local Canadian talent like Ashley Leggett, Christian Brun from Orphan Black. You could view that at www.canadiancomedyawards.org. You got to register and create a profile. And then under short films, you'll find Day Players. You give that a watch. If you want to see Roman lying in a pool of blood, hey, man, that's the place to be.
That's fantastic. Awesome. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to set that link up in our show notes as well. So it's just an easy one click, and then you can register and check out. And of course, check out all the other good stuff because, hey, it's Canadian. So you know it's going to be good. So Fareed, thank you very much for putting up with us. It's been awesome. We've been trying to do this for a while now. And again, if next time you got something to promote, or even you just want to hang out with Roman and I, we'll be happy to have you. And it's been a real pleasure. And you're a super funny guy. So thank you for joining us today.
Hey man, if you guys ever have Big Mac shit and chocolate in the same day, I'm happily able to join you guys.
Just quickly, Fareed, when does the voting end?
Yeah, so voting is actually over in 5 days. So it's going to be on May 20th is the last day to vote. So make sure you guys do that ASAP Rocky or ASAP Ferg. And then maybe we'll see you guys on June 3rd at the Canadian Comedy Awards.
Fantastic. All right.
Awesome.
So,
Well, brother, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man.
Always happy to promote your stuff because you're a go-getter. And, there's some people in the industry will sit at home and wait. That's not Fareed. Fareed will work his ass off, create stuff, get it done, get financing, make a project, and then say, hey, you need this. And because honestly, the film is hilarious.
Fantastic.
It is so fun. It's a great take on it. So have a watch. So if you we'll set that link up, everybody watch it. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Awesome. So until next time, I'm Rob Cast.
I'm Fareed as Danny.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage. The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy? Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know that there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano in Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano too, but I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas.
Jigawa.
This is Randy.
And this is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. They see, what kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new Comic Wednesdays pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrolixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrolixPodcast.com. It's GRAWLIX podcast.com.